This month marks a year since the Me Too movement went viral, and we're hearing from women in Illinois about what's changed so far and what they say is ahead. Today, a conversation with Sarah Wojcicki-Jimenez, a state representative from Springfield and Republican spokesperson for the House Sexual Discrimination and Harassment Task Force. She spoke with Rachel Otwell about some of the work that's been done so far and her own reaction when the Me Too movement took off.
Initially, I thought, wow, gosh, this is getting a lot of coverage. It was something that I had experienced, whether it be inappropriate comments or harassment, all the way up to when I was a TV reporter in the Champaign area. I had a felony stalking charge that we had to file against someone. And so for me, it was sort of an awareness like, oh, well, maybe this isn't just me in my career.
As far as your own kind of like awakening that this was a bigger picture issue, had you talked to friends previously about that case, maybe in particular or other sexism that you might have encountered?
No, not really. You know, and I run in a circle of pretty strong women who are in the workforce and have really excelled. It wasn't something that we ever really talked about. It's something that's, and it shouldn't be, but it can be, you know, what's the use? You're trying to get on with your day. You want to keep working there. You've either handled it in the moment or you've just sort of shrug it off and you're trying to get on with your day. And so I think as more and more awareness comes around the issue, and when you talk to victims or people who are alleging this is happening to them, the main thing they desire is for it to stop. Even for me, I didn't necessarily want the person who is being charged to have some long prison term or pay fines or I'm going to sue them because of, you know, and it had a big emotional impact on me. The one thing I wanted it to do was stop so that I could move on.
Does it feel like things are still moving ahead? I know I came to a hearing within the last few months and there were very few people there. Of course, it was outside of spring session, so things are always going to be less populated. But I think I was, if not the only person who wasn't testifying, one of the very few people in the audience who wasn't there to testify. So have you seen interest in this issue sustain itself throughout the past year or so?
We've made a number of changes in legislation. And for us, we thought it was very important as a task force that we look to our own processes first and our own trainings and what do we require and not require. And even in the very beginning last year, when this started to explode all over the country, we found in our own policy books that we didn't have a prohibition on sexual harassment, you know, on the policy book that we give to our staff. It was just things like that that you say, okay, we've got to beef this up. We're going to have training, absolutely, that's mandated for members and staff, and tweak some of our processes, have more transparency around how many cases and where do they go, and to shine some light on the process, because people are saying, well, is this really a big deal or is this just overblown? And I think for those of us who are in the work, we're neck deep in the work, we know that it's an issue that is a major issue. There's a couple of paths that people are on, the legislative reform type path. And then there's another path that's more societal, cultural, behavioral, that is going to take a while because you can't legislate that. Most big shifts have changed, not when the group that's being discriminated against overcomes. It's when the rest of the people come together and say, you know what, we're not going to do that anymore.
That was Sarah Wojcicki-Jimenez, a state representative from Springfield, speaking with Rachel Otwell about Illinois and the Me Too movement. You can hear more of this conversation later today at willnews.org.